Patient name, Tyler Harris. Tyler's first name, T-Y-L-E-R. Last name, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Date of birth, 4/1/05. Date of service, 2/22/23. This is a 17-year-old male patient. Here today having right big toe pain. He suffered an injury while at school today. He was trying to jump over some boxes, and he lost his footing and came down with his right great toe hitting the floor first. Also, some involvement with the metatarsal area as well. Period. New paragraph. An X-ray was done. It was completely negative. No osseous malformation has been identified. This incident took place approximately 1 hour ago. He's not taking any medications for any relief. Period. New paragraph. No other issues brought forth today. He hasn't recently been ill. No other complaint. Blood pressure 112 over 66. Pulse 79. Respirations 18. Temperature 98.8. Oxygenation 99%. Current weight 134. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, interacts well with me, no distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy. Now, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, examination of the right great toe. It is symmetrical with the left foot as well. There's no real appreciation for any ecchymosis or edema to that area. We did do an X-ray on that, and negative, no osseous malformation is identified, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, blunt force contusion to the plantar surface of the right great toe adjoining with the metatarsal at that area, period, new paragraph. Patient foot was wrapped in an ACE bandage, also Motrin, 800 milligrams three times daily will be given as a prescription. He used to go home and ice it down, monitor for symptoms. Of improvement, period, new paragraph. I've advised him that if this does not improve, we would probably want to pursue this with radiologic involvement where we could get a better appreciation of any ligament or tendon damage as well. They will monitor this. He's not going to be doing any sports play for 2 weeks now, and they will return to clinic if needed.